Today, on The Exam Room.
You did a lot of research, talked to a lot of people, looked at a lot of studies to make sure that when you are putting a title on there, the power foods diet, it is all the power and then some, my friend.
Well, let's go ahead and dig into the science. So power foods have three characteristics. They tame the appetite. They trap calories. Third, they boost your metabolism. Okay, hot peppers. Yep, they can contain capsaicinoids. That's the hot in the pepper. And it reduces your appetite. But more importantly, it increases your calorie burning. And you have felt this. You know how you get that zip on your tongue? Well, did you ever eat something hot and you started to kind of sweat? Researchers measure it. Your body temperature is actually rising because the capsaicinoids cause the release of calories.
Welcome to the Exam Room Podcast, brought to you by the Physicians Committee. And welcome to the Power Foods Revolution Preview Show. We appreciate you raising your health IQ with us coast to coast and around the world in great cities like Stockton, California, Columbus, Georgia, and Vienna, Austria. Wherever you are, we appreciate you helping to make the world a healthier place. This is episode 23 of season 7, number 522 overall. And today on this very special episode, we have an expert panel of guests joining us. And we will begin with Dr. Neil Barnard, the author of the new book, The Power Foods Diet. Also joining us, a gentleman who is showing us how to deliciously put the power together. Chef Dustin Harder is here. And then Shawnee Hayes is back. And if you missed our interview with her recently, go back and give it a listen. But today, our conversation is just going to wet the whistle for you to make some changes. Because Shawnee transformed her health, she transformed her body, lost 100 pounds, got off of her medication, and she is dishing just a few of her secrets with us here on the show. So that is a preview of what is to come, and we are previewing Dr. Barnard's new book, which is due out March 26th. Also that day, the big live show at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., The Power Foods Revolution. Tickets are on sale right now at pcrm.org/events, or click the link in the episode notes to join us in the nation's capital. And everyone who purchases a ticket will receive a copy of The Power Foods Diet, literally putting the power right in the palm of your hand. So let's serve up a little appetizer, as it were, The Power Foods Revolution Preview. And it begins with Dr. Neil Barnard right now on The Exam Room. My friend, first of all, congratulations on the big release of this book. March 26th is going to be a day in the history for health, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Chuck. You know, people have really been struggling with trying to find the right way to get that unwanted weight off. This is it.
And you can pre-order a copy of the book right now. It is available. There's a link down below in the show description or in the episode notes. And I should also say that today is just kind of whetting the appetite for another big event on March 26th, Dr. Barnard, because you and me and Chef Dustin Harder and Stephanie Ignafo, who's also featured in the Power Foods Diet, we're all going to be getting together at the National Press Club for one big book launch party. You want to talk about the Power Foods Revolution? That night is going to be it, my friend.
Chuck, we had such a blast back in November at the Press Club. We are going to be back, and it's going to really be fun. But more than fun, it's going to be empowering for people who wanted a better solution. This is it.
Now, I love the term power food. To me, that just makes me feel empowered as a human being to take control of my health. But as you were writing this book, what is your definition of a power food?
Power foods are foods that we might have in any grocery store, we might have them in our refrigerator, but they have a special, almost medicinal effect. These are foods that can help tame your appetite so that you're naturally eating less, but feeling really satisfied. Or they might actually do something called calorie trapping, where as the foods are in your meals, they take some of the calories, and as they go down your digestive tract, you just don't absorb them because you're trapping them and you are literally flushing those calories. Or number three, they boost your appetite. Boost your metabolism so that you burn calories faster after the meal. Those are power foods.
And I know you're going to be talking a lot more about that in depth later on in the program today. So everybody hang tight, because we're really going to go into detail there. But it's funny, Dr. Barnard was just talking about the power of foods and how sometimes you with the food choices that you make, you can eat and eat and eat, but you never quite feel satiated. It depends on the type of food that you were eating. That's what got me into a jackpot. Earlier in life, when I got up to 420 pounds, I was eating 10,000 calories of food every single day. And yet somehow, I never felt satisfied. I always wanted more and more and more. And that's a huge difference between what I was eating then and what I'm eating now. Far fewer than 10,000 calories. There's no question about that. But it was nothing for me to eat 5,000 calories worth of Taco Bell and still be hungry at the end of the day. That was on top of a half of an entire rotisserie chicken and three large family sides from Boston Market. That was on top of six taquitos from 7-Eleven. That was on top of two pizzas that I would eat. It was just my appetite was absolutely endless. And now that I'm eating these power foods, these whole foods, I can eat until I'm very much satisfied, but I never feel sick after eating. And I always feel like I'm fueled up and ready to go, but I'm not sluggish. I'm not tired. And believe it or not, I never count calories now. I used to count calories back in the day. I never count calories now, and I've never been thinner. I've never been healthier, and I'm telling you, the power of food can be yours. And so we're going to be talking about that also from somebody who had an exquisite transformative story with Shawnee in just a little bit. I want for them to be able to tell her story with you, because it is quite remarkable. And you know, it's funny though, I will tell you before we bring Chef Dustin Harder on that when I was really struggling with my weight, I was terrified of going on a quote-unquote diet, because to me, that meant giving up the foods that I was really, truly addicted to. It meant giving up my favorite foods, the things that I loved more than anything in the world. But what I have learned is that you can still eat healthier versions of them. And so I would love to welcome Chef Dustin Harder onto the show here now, because again, Dustin, what we were saying here is a diet doesn't mean that you can't eat your favorite foods anymore, but you can, and you can include these power foods that are featured in Dr. Barnard's book as well in your life and really hit that double, man. You are just winning in life when you take charge of your health. So I know that you did a bang up job with these recipes, bringing power foods into people's lives with these recipes here. Talk to us about how we can incorporate more of the power foods into our day-to-day menu, Chef.
Yes, I would love to. I've been so excited to get on here and talk all about the power foods diet. These foods are so exciting to me. And when Dr. Barnard came to me and started offering up this idea of the power foods diet and the project he was working on and talking to me about developing the recipes, I was skeptical. I thought for sure I'm going to be told a list of foods that I have to avoid, things to take out of people's diets. But instead, he did the most powerful thing you can do, and he told me about all the foods you can eat in the power foods diet. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to celebrate all of these fantastic ingredients that you can eat to have the power foods diet in your life. So what does that look like? What kind of foods can you eat, right? The list goes on and on. It's endless, and it's all ingredients that you know and love, which is the most awesome part about this. We're talking about blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, black beans, pinto beans, pasta. Pasta's on the list. If you're double glancing there, looking at it, wondering if pasta is really on the list, it is on the list. So how do we power up with these foods? So many great ingredients in this book available to us that myself and Lindsay S. Nixon, the other recipe developer on the book, we went wild. We got so excited about this. So we put our brains to work coming up with some really fun recipes. So how are we going to power it up for breakfast, right? What does powering up for breakfast look like? Let's start off with one of my favorites, the strawberry banana breakfast bake. Now, mind you, I'm just giving you a sneak peek of some stuff in the book here, right? The strawberry banana breakfast bake, it's like a baked oatmeal using strawberries and banana for a natural sweetness. What I love about this is you bake it off in a baking dish and you've got yourself about 9 servings for the week. So you're already doing some meal prep there. The sheet pan chickpea frittata, this is great for an egg lover. So you're using chickpeas as the base for the egg, tossing a bunch of vegetables in there. You're just powering up essentially, right? And then the cheesy grits with portobello bacon, that's hearty and satiating and just really filling when you want a nice hearty breakfast, right? And French toast. So from the beginning of the book, Dr. B's talking about French toast. So Lindsay went to the books, she put a delicious French toast in here, and then I took it a step further and made us a cinnamon blueberry syrup. I want to call this now, I wish I had done this, the cinnamon blueberry power syrup. And then we loved it so much, we started thinking of other things we could drizzle it on essentially. So Lindsay came up with a personal pancake. You want to make yourself a little personal pancake for breakfast if you're not cooking for the whole family, right? And then I did a green smoothie pancake. So this is using spinach in the base of the pancake, essentially. So you're getting some greens in, but spinach is neutral. So you're not getting a green earthy flavor. You're getting a pancake that's beautiful, vibrant, and green, topped with this cinnamon blueberry syrup. And then we've got some blender oat waffles, very easy to make in a blender. And then you put it in a waffle machine, of course. And if you like muffins, wild blueberry muffins, but this is just a taste. We're gonna move on to lunch now. How do you power up for lunch? We've got lots of great sections in this book full of soups and stews and sides and salads and bowls and handheld options. So let's take a look at what powering up with some power foods diet ingredients might mean for lunch. We're looking at a creamy spinach and artichoke wrap. So everyone loves spinach and artichoke dip. Think about putting that inside of a whole wheat wrap and having that for lunch. And then we've got our cauliflower barbecue sliders, tender cooked cauliflower mixed with some barbecue sauce, topped on some whole wheat slider buns, samosa lettuce wraps, those aromatic spices mixed with potatoes and peas and veggies on a lettuce wrap. And then rainbow fajita bowls. I just love this because fajita veggies, you know, piled high on a bed of leafy greens, pinto beans, let's call them power pinto beans, right? Brown rice drizzled with a tofu cream sauce, orzo chili, whole wheat orzo with some beans and vegetables, creamy chipotle butternut soup. So I like soup all the time, whether it's winter, summer, spring, doesn't matter to me. I love soup all the time. So got a lot of great soups in there. I love the creamy chipotle butternut soup because you get that little kick of heat if you like it. And forget about chickpea tuna sandwiches. We've got the Mediterranean chickpea salad sandwich. If you like Mediterranean flavors, this chickpea salad sandwich is for you. It's got a little pop of capers in there, a little drizzle of a white bean tzatziki sauce. And now, what about dinner? We've got such a beautiful, vibrant array of dinner options in here for you. All of these main options. These recipes come in a variety too for the home cook. You've got convenience one using convenience items from the grocery store. You've got easy ones if you want to just kick it up a notch and start cooking a little more. And then you've got more elegant options as well. So what does it look like to power up for dinner? Okay, so we've got Brussels sprout pinto tacos with mango salsa. So Lindsay and I collaborated on this. I did the taco part. She did the mango salsa. Great minds come together. You've got a power taco, essentially. Garlic cauliflower risotto, red pepper, and artichoke paella. Chimichurri chickpea pasta. We went wild with the pastas. We just got so excited about pasta. So this is just a little sneak peek again of a pasta that's available to you in there. But there's so many other ones. And chilled bok choy soba noodle bowls. If you're not into soba noodles yet, you will be after you try this bowl. And I love it because it's chilled. It's got tofu bok choy in it. But since it's chilled, you can put it in the fridge, have it meal prepped for the week. You got yourself a nice little power meal to go to whenever you need it. Now, this easy breezy veggie curry, what I love about it most is that the sauce is made out of carrots. So we're using steamed carrots to create a pureed carrot curry sauce with a bunch of great spices in there, vegetables all tossed in there, and some potatoes in there, and then potato lentil enchiladas. And we're not going to leave you hanging. Lindsay put together a fabulous baked mac and cheese. I've tried it. I tested it because I'm a sucker for mac and cheese. But I also did the photo for it. So I was like, well, I guess I have to try it then. And I got to tell you, it doesn't disappoint. It's creamy. It's luscious. It's decadent. It's everything you want in a mac and cheese while still keeping aligned with the power foods diet. And pantry or desserts. Let's check out desserts, right? So we've got sweets. Everyone loves sweets. I love sweets, and I got a feeling you do too. Carrot cake starts us off with an optional frosting if you want a quick apple cinnamon skillet. So Forget making a full apple pie. You can just do some apple cinnamon in a skillet, lemon tahini, oat bites, oats, and citrus coming together, and triple berry, no churn sorbet. You can make this without an ice cream maker. It's perfect for the summer. It's one of my favorite ingredients to use here is those triple berries in this no churn sorbet, raspberry banana oatmeal cookies, quickie cinnamon rice pudding, and hey, chickpea cookie dough bites. So you can still get your cookie dough in when you're powering up. And I love to keep some staple items in my kitchen just to dress veggies up whenever I'm in a hurry, right? So if I've got that sauce made, I know that I'm going to be okay. So what that might look like in the Power Foods diet is our Power Greens pesto. So this is a pesto packed with kale and spinach, creamy tofu sauce, mango salsa, carrot, cauliflower, cheese sauce. So we're packing it full of veggies. We're making it powerful, oil-free, crispy chickpea croutons. I love to keep these on hand, but they don't stay around long because they're just that delicious. We have a creamy Caesar dressing. This is made with a white bean base. Great on a massage kale Caesar salad with those crispy chickpea croutons on top of it. And I already spoke about it, but that white bean tzatziki is a home run on so many things, including the twice-baked loaded Mediterranean-baked sweet potato. So good. And that is just a taste, just a little look into the Power Foods diet and these great ingredients you'll have at your disposal.
You know, I'm like, when I see a presentation like that, Dustin, the old 420-pound Chuck comes out, and that's my barometer, is would the old me enjoy these foods? And undeniably, the answer is a capital Y-E-S. No doubt about that. I am all over that. A couple of my favorites, I made some notes here, jotted them down. Number one, grits and bacon. I mean, that's just speaking to the Southern boy in me through and through, man. I am all about having some grits and bacon. I mean, if you were to tell me before this segment that grits and bacon would be on a list of power foods, I would have been like, get out of town. So my hat is off to you. You are a mad culinary genius, Chef Dustin Harder.
I can't help it. We had all those great ingredients to roll with. We just went with it.
Bok choy soba noodles. Yes, sir. Please, can I have seconds? I'll just ask for that right now. And then mac and cheese. I think that so surprises a lot of people that you can have a powerful, healthy version of macaroni and cheese that doesn't have to come out of that blue box, man.
Yeah, totally. And it's great. It's a base of silken tofu, whole wheat pasta. I'd serve it with a side of broccoli so you get some more vegetables in there, you know?
I like how you think. I like how you think. But, you know, and it really just kind of squashed the question that I had up top. You addressed it right away. Well, how limiting is this Power Foods diet going to be? And it's not limiting whatsoever. It really seems like the sky is the limit. And maybe that's not even the, you know, maybe we're going all the way into outer space with this. I mean, there's just so many options there. And I know that you really appealed to the carb lovers among us when you said pasta is good to go. I mean, load up on the pasta. I mean, how many people are going to sleep easier going on a diet knowing that pasta can be part of it, right?
Yes, absolutely. When you can have the pasta, you're just feeling good about it. You're like, great, then I can stick to this plan. This is a plan I can stick to if I know I can have some pasta some of the time.
And I'm just curious here. We saw a lot of foods, talked about my favorites here. What are some of the ones that you really just wanted to sink your teeth into? What made your mouth water as you were developing these? Do you have some favorites from the book?
Why, Chuck, I thought you'd never ask. I was hoping you'd ask me this today, so I prepared a few things to show you because one of my absolute favorites, you know, Dr. Barnard talks about potatoes in the book. They're not bad. You just shouldn't have them fried. So we've done an oil-free, crispy, roasted potato wedge, but even better, we're dipping it here in the carrot, cauliflower, cheese sauce, all right?
You so, gotta I mean, share.
Keeping these potatoes rolling.
It's almost unfair that you're in your kitchen studio and none of us are with you to enjoy, my friend. That's just cruel.
I want to feed everyone. I've got some other stuff here. I've got this. There was a trend a while ago, you know, on the TikToks and the Instagrammies and all that stuff. It was an egg roll in a bowl. And I thought, well, how do we make this a powerful egg roll in a bowl? So it's essentially all of the ingredients you'd find in an egg roll, just without the unhealthy crispy shell, right? So nothing's fried. We've got a lot of great cabbage in here, carrots, tofu, and some great spices that bring to life those egg roll flavors. Drizzled with a little hot sauce, a little sriracha on the top, maybe a pop of scallions on the top. This gives you everything you want in an egg roll. But you know, with an egg roll, you're like, oh, I had one, I should stop. You don't have to stop with this. You can just enjoy it. That's the best part about it. And when we talk about pasta, my friend, it's this penne arrabbiata for me. A little hint of spice in the marinara sauce. And great option in the book. We tell you, you can be convenient about it. Get a jar arrabbiata from the store. But we give you that great oil-free option that you can make from the book that comes together so easily. It's crushed tomatoes, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of crushed red pepper. But this, I could live off of this stuff. It's so good. And I've got one more I want to show you. You just got to give me like 5 seconds to grab.
Go get it. And while you're doing that, I'm going to also give you another tip of the cap for putting just a little bit of crushed red pepper in that marinara sauce, because I'm telling you, it takes it to that next level. That little bit of pop right there is so tasty, Dustin.
So good. So good. And this, it's so filling and satiating too. And you feel satisfied. You get that pasta, like you said. Now these blueberries are such a magical, great ingredient for us. And these are our Beat the Summer Blueberry Popsicles, my absolute favorite dessert item in the book. Again, just like soup, where it doesn't need to be winter for me, it doesn't need to be summer for a popsicle. But I'm hoping everybody goes out, gets themselves a little inexpensive popsicle mold, and makes themselves some. It's blueberries, pears, bananas, all these great ingredients, just all natural coming together to give you that delicious frozen treat, you know?
Is it as sweet as the popsicles we remember as children?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Only better, because you're not getting all those artificial flavors. You're getting just real delicious fruity flavors.
That's what I love, man. You are the man, Chef Dustin Harter. I cannot wait to sample a lot of these things on March 26th when we're in Washington, D.C. for the Power Foods Revolution at the National Press Club. So stick around. I think we're going to talk a little bit more later in the show. But thank you, my friend, for some wonderful, powerful, healthy recipe ideas, man. A plus effort, my friend. A plus. Chef Dustin Harter is just the man. Still to come today, we're going to hear more from Dr. Neil Barnard. He's really going to walk us through the science, the nuts and bolts behind power foods and how you can power up your health with them. And of course, the Power Foods Diet comes out March 26th. There's a link to pre-order your copy right now in the show description or in the episode notes. And if you can join us live in Washington, D.C., March 26th, everyone who gets a ticket gets a copy of the book. You can't lose. All you can do is win with your health that night. So head over to pcrm.org/events to secure your seat today. Or again, click that link in the episode notes. But, you know, as the great LeVar Burton used to say on Reading Rainbow, you don't have to take my word for it. Let's hear from somebody who has really put the power foods to work for them. Shawnee Hayes is from Kansas City. And Shawnee, first of all, welcome to the show. I'm so thrilled that you are here. And my first question to you is this before we get into your incredible story. Mm-hmm. We just heard Dustin talk about these cauliflower barbecue sliders being one of the options are in the book. I know that Kansas City is big on barbecue. Are we getting a big old thumbs up from a barbecue aficionado on that?
We are. Absolutely.
Outstanding.
So I'm excited. Can't wait to try it.
I'm telling you what, I'm fired up for it, but I'm fired up that we get to hear your story now as well, because first of all, you absolutely look fantastic. And when somebody told me, hey, you have to have Shawnee on the show, you, as somebody who's lost a lot of weight, will be blown away by what she's been able to do. I want to just kind of give you the floor to tell us a little bit about your story and the transformation and how you were able to put these power foods to work for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Happy to share. I'm going to take people back to when I was 12 years old. I struggled with being overweight at a very young age, and I would end up being 12 years old when I joined my first weight loss program. And so for me, this really set off this like decades long cycle of what I, you know, say yo-yo and diet. So any new diet that came out that promised to, you know, lose weight and get those results, I was trying it. And so, you know, what ended up happening for me is that eating became this like very regimented part of my life, right? I was severely like counting calories. I was restricting calories. I was weighing my food. I was, you know, just tracking everything that I ate. And I really started to feel this overwhelm that I would never be able to really enjoy the foods that I like, right? It was just always this stressful thing when it came to eating. And so doing all of this yo-yo trend dieting, yes, I would lose some, but it always came back. So nothing was ever sustainable. And so over the years, I just kept making poor diet choices. And so I experienced not only weight gain, but elevated blood pressure. I have hypertension, stage one, elevated cholesterol, blood sugar. I was dealing with chronic arthritis and joint pain and muscle fatigue, frequent heartburn. And I also struggled with infertility. So I did have a condition called PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I struggled with infertility and getting pregnant. And my weight and health was definitely an issue with that condition. And so I was on, at one point, 5 medications trying to manage everything that was going on with my body. And so in 2017, I had a health scare. And this also was a wake-up call that I had to do something different. I had to figure out once and for all how to lose weight, how to get healthy. And so this health scare was a wake-up call. I started working with a health coach, and I worked with her for about 12 weeks. My weight at the time had gotten up to 278 pounds. And working with this health coach really was a huge turning point for me, because what it did was started to show me, when it comes to food, what it was. Like, I made food this very, like, you know, just stressful, overwhelmed, regimented thing. But what she allowed me to see is that food is for fuel. Food is for optimal nutrition. Food is for digestion. And I like to say sprinkled with a little bit of joy, right? Because who doesn't want to enjoy what they're eating? So I really started to redefine my relationship with food, my emotions around food, working with this coach. And I just started gradually, you know, adding more of those healthy things that we've been talking about as far as the power food diet, right? But just eating more of those, you know, fruits and vegetables, beans, legumes, whole grains, really starting to cook more, getting in the kitchen instead of eating out all the time and going through drive-throughs and eating out at restaurants, but really taking the onus to figure out, you know, how to take my health back, and then also how to be proactive when it came to eating. And so, you know, what ended up happening once I started my health journey in 2017, I was able to lose 100 pounds again by gradually transitioning to this whole food, plant-based lifestyle, right? Lost 100 pounds naturally. And all of the conditions that I was suffering with, I was able to reverse those conditions and come off of medication, right? And to tell you that my quality of life has improved so much as a result of just, again, fixing the food is what I like to say. It has been absolutely amazing. And so I truly, truly, truly fervently believe, you know, that whole plant foods, these power foods, really are a remedy for a lot of the health problems that we're suffering from. But I was able to fix that and resolve it. And I know that it's possible for other people as well.
Man, you know, to see those before and after photos, especially that last one, I was like, wow, is that really Shaunae in both? There's no way that the average person would say, oh yeah, that's the same person. No way. If I didn't know better, I'd cry foul there. I'll tell you something though. I can so identify with what you were mm-hmm. saying about going on your first diet at 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I remember being weighed at school and being mortified in the third grade because I was already over 100 pounds and nobody else in my class was anywhere close to that. How much did that weigh on you growing up? Were you cognizant of your size and being judged by mm-hmm. your peers?
Yes. A lot, you know, and I think the older I got is the more that it weighed on me, because you would hear comments from, you know, kids at school, and even family. Unfortunately, you know, family could say some things that were hurtful as well, but it started to weigh on me. And so that pressure started to build at such a young age. And I remember, like you, being weighed in at school and being ashamed, and just the scale. Oh, I just hated the scale.
The scale was not my friend, Shaunae. It was not my friend at all. How was your family's health overall? You obviously had a lot of health challenges. I know that mm-hmm. oftentimes, as is the case with my own family as well, a lot of people are suffering from a lot of different things. Was that the case with yours as mm-hmm. well?
It was, absolutely. And it really was one of those things, Chuck, where I felt like, well, this is my... You know, we have a family history of all of these things, from heart disease to cancer to diabetes to stroke. And I'm like, well, that's my story. Like, that's, it's going to play out with me because this is family history. At the time, I did not know that, yes, genes are a part, but really the power that we have at the end of our fork is even a bigger part. And I could control. And so once I learned that I could prevent some of these conditions, that I did not have to live with this, it was just an amazing epiphany, if you will. And that I had that power.
Absolutely. So I guess let's end with this. How is your definition mm-hmm. of what a successful diet is different today from what it used to be when you were going through umpteen million different diets?
It's way different because, first of all, I don't count calories anymore. I don't, you know, track my food. I don't weigh my food. I eat when I'm hungry. But I have found a way to enjoy foods that I, you know, used to love in a much healthier way. So I'm a desserts person, sweets person, and I can still have those things. And I do still have those things, but in a much healthier way. And the power foods, really, that is the way. And it's possible.
And I know that that's something that you do a lot with when you work with other people, because you're paying it forward. You had this incredible transformation. You're not selfish. You're not keeping this to yourself. So when people go to your website, theshawnaylife.com, there's a link down below as well. They can sign up to get your newsletter. And I'm sure that's one of the paramount messages that you're sharing with people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is possible for them to, you know, to eat healthier, to still enjoy those wonderful foods. And eat, and if they do sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send them one of my favorite things I've put together, which are my favorite salad dressings, oil-free, super simple to whip up and make. So really, really trying to pay it forward and help people get healthier.
Oh, a good dressing can absolutely make the salad. And I know that that's something that Chef Dustin Harder can talk all about as well. So I'm glad you're on board that train as well. Because the salad, I mean, a salad can just be a salad, or a salad can be, yeah, a salad. So I love the fact that you've got some great oil-free dressings there as well. And by the way, you can check out a full-length interview with Shawnae on the Exam Room podcast. We had an extraordinary conversation that really dives in depth into Shawnae's incredible story. So I encourage you all to head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever it is that you get your shows, and give that a listen. Because, man, you want to be inspired by the power foods, man. I'm telling you, Shawnae is the ticket right there. So Shawnae, I'm so proud of you from one weight loss success to another. It is extraordinary what you've done and everything you continue to do to help others. Thank you so very much for being here today. And let's move on now to kind of the man of the hour. Again, March 26th, the Power Foods Diet hits store shelves. March 26th, also the big show at the National Press Club. And Dr. Neil Barnard is the author there, already a New York Times bestselling author. I have no doubt that this one will make the list as well. Why? Because it is the end of the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle, and it will power up your health for permanent weight loss. Dr. Neil Barnard, thank you so very much for being here. Again, congratulations on the book, my friend.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
And you've heard from Chef Dustin Harder. We just heard from Shawnae. And so we already know that the proof is in the pudding, but I got to get some more out of you today. Let's dive a little bit more into the science of this, because I know that you did a lot of research, talked to a lot of people, looked at a lot of studies to make sure that when you are putting a title on there, like the Power Foods Diet, it is all the power and then some, my friend.
Well, let's go ahead and dig into the science. And we will show you how it works. Okay, this is a blueberry. This is a whole bunch of blueberries. And researchers at Harvard University, 2015, did a really interesting thing. Not just blueberries, but lots of different foods. They tracked how much of these people were eating. And which foods did they start eating more of? And which foods did they maybe slack off on? And then as the years went by, they tracked everybody's weight. And they found that certain foods were associated with specific weight loss. And of all the foods they looked at, the champion was berries. That's right. Could be blueberries. Could be strawberries. Could be blueberries in a muffin. Yes, depending on what else goes into that muffin. Okay. Number two was cruciferous vegetables. You know, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. They can be made in so many ways, but healthy and associated with weight loss. Number three, green leafy vegetables, more broadly defined, including spinach, including the salad vegetables, whether they're cooked, whether they're raw, they still count. Number four was melon, cantaloupe, watermelon. Exactly. Fair enough. Now, number five is going to surprise you a little bit because it was citrus fruits. And that means not just oranges, grapefruits, but even fruit juice. Now, juice gets kind of a bad name for some people. They say you should eat the whole fruit. Fair enough. But what the Harvard researchers found is that the juice counts too, associated with weight loss. And number six was the legume group. That's the beans, the peas, the lentils, the more of that people had, whether it was black bean soup or a burrito, beans in any kind of way, they did great. But let's go back and look at berries. Scientifically, what's the deal? How is it that berries can cause weight loss? Well, that blue color comes from what are called anthocyanins. These are powerful antioxidants. They are in blueberries. There's a variant of anthocyanins that's reddish, and they're in strawberries. And then every November, when the leaves on the trees turn colors, those are anthocyanins of their own. It's nature's painting box. And researchers looked at twins in the United Kingdom, almost 3,000 twins. They published their findings in 2017. What they looked at was female twins who were eating various foods. They tracked how much of different foods they ate. Then everyone had what we call a DEXA scan. It's not just a scale that tells you what your weight is. It's a scan that shows you where is that weight on your body. It shows you how much fat is on your belly, on your thighs, and so forth. They found something astounding. Identical twins, identical genetically, the twin with a higher anthocyanin intake had 9% less abdominal fat. That exactly matches the Harvard findings, who somehow eating these foods, bringing them into your routine, led to substantial weight loss. Okay, now, it can be strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, that little blush on a pear, that's anthocyanins, can be grapes as well, fair enough, not just berries. Let's shift the channel a little bit. Cinnamon. Cinnamon contains an aldehyde compound naturally that sort of not very creative researchers named cinnamaldehyde. But cinnamaldehyde increases your metabolism. What? I'm eating this spice and it's going to increase my metabolism? Let me show you how. On the right-hand side, that's the inside of your intestine. On the left-hand side, that's outside your intestine. You have in your intestinal wall a receptor called the TRPA1 receptor. You eat some cinnamon. It's on your cinnamon toast or whatever. It comes down your digestive tract. It attaches to that receptor. It causes just a very gentle increase in adrenaline in your bloodstream, which increases your metabolism. Okay, in theory, that means higher metabolism, higher calorie burn, weight loss. Does it work? There was an interesting study done, 2017, 116 volunteers. The researchers gave them, in randomized fashion, 3 grams of cinnamon per day. Now, that's about a teaspoon per day. More than people would typically get in a day, but very easy to do. And over 16 weeks, they found the weight loss was about 7.7 pounds. Quick tip, the kind of cinnamon that you want here is called Ceylon cinnamon. You go to the store, you'll see Saigon cinnamon. You'll see cinnamon from China, cinnamon from Indonesia. The one you want, Ceylon cinnamon. That's the true cinnamon. Oh, but it's not just cinnamon. Hot peppers. Yep, they can contain capsaicinoids. That's the hot in the pepper. And it reduces your appetite, but more importantly, it increases your calorie burning. And you have felt this. You know how you get that zip on your tongue? Well, did you ever eat something hot and you started to kind of sweat? Researchers measure it. Your body temperature is actually rising because the capsaicinoids cause the release of calories. Okay. So, oh, by the way, I wish I could tell you that bell peppers work. They're tasty, they're crunchy, you can have them. They've got good fiber and good vitamin C, but they don't cause the metabolism boost. It's got to be the ones with the capsaicinoids in them. They work if they're raw, they work if they're pickled. Either way, it's fine. Okay, so power foods have 3 characteristics. Number 1, they tame the appetite. Number 2, they trap calories. 3rd, they boost your metabolism. Let me just walk you through each one real quick. Appetite taming. Okay, how many calories are there in a gram of fat? You know this already. There are 9 calories in a gram of fat. So you can fill up on fatty foods. But if you do, you got a whole lot of calories in there because every gram has 9 calories. What if I fill up on carbohydrates from potatoes, from pasta, from bread? Carbohydrates have 4 calories per gram. So by the time I'm filled with them, I got fewer calories than I would have gotten from fatty foods. Fiber, even better. It's got between 0 and maybe 2 calories in a gram. So if high fiber, high carbohydrate foods are front and center, they're going to satisfy my appetite before I had a huge number of calories. Now, we put this to work in a test where we brought in 62 people. They wanted to lose weight. Half of them we asked to go on a Mediterranean diet. You know what I'm talking about. Some chicken, some fish, fry things in olive oil or drizzle on some olive oil. Less meat than before, but it's still got meat. It's still got dairy. The other half did something different. Totally vegan diet, plant-based foods. And after 16 weeks, everybody switched. The Mediterranean group went vegan. The vegan group went Mediterranean. Well, what happened? First thing was the Mediterranean group, their fat intake went up. Why would that be? Well, there's still chicken. There's still fish in their diet. There's still, you know, some meat in there. There's still some dairy. There's a fair amount of olive oil. So their fat isn't going down. It's going up a little bit. Carbohydrate is kind of getting displaced down. Now, what would that do to your calories if you're having more fat? You got the answer. Your calories are likely to go up, okay? Hold that idea. Vegan phase, completely different. Fat goes way, way down. So the calories go down. Your carbohydrate goes up, but carbohydrate doesn't have that many calories. Okay, you're getting ahead of me, aren't you? Okay. Fiber went up in both groups, but the green line is the vegan group goes way up because, let's face it, you're eating beans and grains and high-fiber foods. Okay, so the Mediterranean group didn't have a drop in their calories at all. The vegan group, massive. They ate till they were full, they were satisfied, but their calorie intake, their energy intake went way, way down. So as the Mediterranean group was beginning its diet, they said, oh, isn't this sexy? I almost feel like I'm on the coast of Tuscany eating the Mediterranean diet. But wait a minute, I'm not losing weight. The vegan group, they discovered, wow, a vegan diet is easier than I thought. I don't have to acquire a taste for folk music or wear tie-dyed clothes or anything. Vegan means eating healthy, delicious foods. And the weight came off. After 16 weeks, stop, change. Everyone went to the opposite diet. And now the group that had been Mediterranean and was now vegan, the weight finally started to come off. But the vegan group that was now required to go on a Mediterranean diet for research reasons, they were about to rebel. They said, we don't want cheese. We don't want salmon. We don't want those fattening foods anymore. We liked what we were eating on this healthy vegan diet. And they started to gain weight on the Mediterranean regime. Okay, so what have we learned? We've learned that if we're eating the foods that are high in fiber, high in carbs, they satisfy the appetite without a lot of calories. And that's going to help us to naturally eat less and lose weight. Oh, wait a minute. There's another way to tackle your appetite. Inject a drug. Wegovy. Yeah, it's been all over the news, also called Ozempic in another form. Here's what the drug is trying to do. Normally, when you eat foods, your intestinal tract releases a natural compound called GLP-1, glucagon-like peptide number one. Goes from your intestine to your brain, turns down your appetite. Okay, fair enough. What Wegovy does is it's an artificial thing. It's a GLP-1 agonist that is artificially does the same thing. So Dr. Hanna Kaliova from our research team and her colleagues did an interesting study. They tested a meat-based meal and discovered it didn't cause a release of GLP-1 at all. In other words, it's not going to tackle your appetite. But she compared it to a completely plant-based meal. And look at that bump in GLP-1. That's about the same rise that you see with medication. Okay, so we've been tackling the appetite, but that's just number one. Number two, real fast, calorie trapping. If you have never heard of this, fasten your seatbelt. This is the greatest thing. Fiber in foods, brown rice, beans, whatever. The fiber will trap unabsorbed calories. There might have been a little bit of fat or a little bit of carbohydrate, whatever it is that you've eaten, fiber grabs some of it. And as your digestion moves along, it carries, the fiber carries these calories out and you flush them down the toilet. That's right. The high fiber foods, fruits, grains, legumes, vegetables. Researchers at Tufts University put this to the test. They brought in 90 people. And they asked some of them over a 6-week period to eat white bread, no fiber, white rice, no fiber. The others ate whole grains, whole grain bread, brown rice. And what they discovered is that they trapped about 57 calories a day, burned about 43 extra, and that was about 100 calories extra that they just couldn't store as fat because it was burned away or trapped and excreted. Okay, so what we're doing is we're adding up what the different power foods will do for us, tackle our appetite, help us trap calories. Number three, real quick, what's the difference between you and a crocodile? Look at that nice, sincere gaze. Well, a crocodile can't make body heat. Crocodiles are cold-blooded. If they want to heat up, they've got to lie in the sun. But you're different. You can turn food into body heat. Yes, you can burn calories. That's right. If you eat a meal, and it's the right kind of meal, your calorie burning speed increases for about 3 or 4 hours after the meal. But what if you ate butter? Butter gives you nothing. Butter gives you no burn at all. It will not increase your metabolism one bit, okay? Those calories are stored. But we did a study to see what would boost that calorie burning speed. 64 women joined the study. We compared a low-fat, plant-based diet, a vegan diet, to a conventional diet. No exercise because we're zeroing in on food, and it started out as a 14-week study. But look at the foods that people were eating. Blueberry pancakes. Okay, you're miles ahead of me, right? Blueberries, anthocyanins, pancakes, carbohydrate. We do it the right way, it's going to be fine. Look down there at the bottom, linguine with artichoke hearts, seared oyster mushrooms. High fiber, healthy, but did I say calorie cutting? No. You're not required to limit calories. You eat as much as you want till you're happy and satisfied. What, Twizzlers? Twizzlers are vegan and low fat. Okay, maybe not the best option, but they weren't excluded. People wanted them. They were allowed to have them. And what we discovered is the participants ate more carbohydrate compared to the control group, which ate less. And the fat intake decreased in both, especially the vegan group. But here's what happened. After 14 weeks, your average person had lost about 13 pounds on the vegan diet, much less in the comparison diet. And after 2 years in the control group, they put all that weight back on the plant-based diet. They were skinnier at 2 years than they were at the beginning. So when you're changing what you eat and bringing in the power foods, there's no reason for that weight to come back. Now, I mentioned that these are metabolism-boosting foods. If you eat the right kinds of foods, your metabolism is boosted after the meal. And if you stick with this week by week, that boost, that metabolism boost rises. In our study, about 15% higher. We replicated this in 244 people in a study published in the JAMA Network Open and found exactly the same thing, that after-meal calorie burn boosts. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all this together, the calorie burning, along with the calorie trapping, along with the appetite control from real foods, like Dustin's wonderful blueberry syrup, put it on those healthy, completely wonderful slices of French toast. And those are the power foods.
You know, I think that my mind is blown right now. I think that the minds of a lot of people who are watching right now, Dr. Barnard, are absolutely blown because you just said that blueberry syrup and the French toast and all of those wonderful recipes that Dustin was talking about earlier in the show, those are power foods. They can help people lose weight. I think if you were to tell somebody, hey, you can eat French toast and slim right on down, they'd be like, get out of here, Dr. Barta. Come on. I mean, that's kind of crazy. You're blowing our minds right now.
But Chuck, this is so important because let's face it, people want to lose weight. They don't feel good about things or they've got a health scare and they need to get rid of some unwanted weight. But let's face it, they often hurt themselves. They hurt themselves with a diet that punishes them, that makes them feel terrible, that slows their metabolism over time. Or they go on a keto diet that says, don't eat apples and don't eat any fruits and don't eat bread and don't eat pasta and don't eat rice, don't eat beans. And what's left are foods that could raise their cholesterol. So my hope is that people won't just be able to get rid of unwanted weight, but they'll learn about how foods work, not just for them, but for the people that they love, the people in their family, their kids. If your 12-year-old child is struggling with weight, let's see what we can do to get on a healthier path. Let's not blame anybody. Let's empower everybody.
And you showed the one study that piqued my interest because I was wondering about the long-term weight loss success with eating the Power Foods diet versus a lot of these fad diets that people are trying, whether it's keto or California or the cabbage soup diet, I believe is one that maybe Sean A. may have tried. I certainly am no stranger to a bazillion different diets as well. And just in terms of long-term, and we're going to use the fancy word here, efficacy of weight loss here, what do we know with the Power Foods that we're talking about here today versus if you're counting calories, you're counting points, all of those crazy things?
It's really a day and night difference, Chuck. When people try to count calories, I mean, you are ready to eat the sofa by Wednesday. Let's face it, because you're hungry and you're trying to do something artificial. Your body wants a certain amount of calories and you're denying it. But with the Power Foods approach, you're satisfying the appetite naturally. You're getting rid of calories you just don't need. Your metabolism is revved up gently, so people lose weight really well. The studies that have been done on these kinds of foods show that the weight loss is not just short-term, but it continues when you stick with eating the Power Foods. If they're still part of your diet and the junk is gone, that's really the way to do it. And the weight difference is phenomenal, and there's no reason why that weight should come back. Now, don't get me wrong. The world has all kinds of temptations out there. There are all kinds of things that we want these tastes in our lives. So our job is to find ways to make the Power Foods absolutely unbelievable and to show you how you can do it at a restaurant, at a fast food place. That's right. They've got choices once you know which ones they are and how to find them.
Man, I mean, so they're kind of the Power Foods are always right there. They're at our fingertips. You can always find them. That's kind of the message here today.
Well, and I want to say I really want to tip my hat to what Dustin and Lindsay did, is that they made three categories of foods. They made foods that were easy for people who want to get in and out of the kitchen, but they also made foods for people who are totally allergic to cooking. They call them convenient foods, using ingredients that just anybody would have. You whip it together, no time at all. Plus a third category of elegant foods. You want to impress your friends. You want everyone to just love it. And so we have all three categories for all different personalities.
And Dustin, let me actually bring you into the conversation here as we kind of wind things down. I think that there's probably a good chunk of the audience here today who are watching this and thinking, well, I definitely fall into that novice cook category. I can't even begin to call myself a chef. I can barely, you know, butter my toast in the morning. So when it comes to picking up a copy of the Power Foods Diet, getting down to business with the fantastic recipes that you and Lindsay Nixon have put together, how intimidated should a person be or could a person be if they really haven't had a lot of experience, but they're really ready also to put the power of food to work for them?
I think the fun thing about it is they can kind of start wherever they're at. So there's with those convenient options, there's things like putting together a black bean burrito with just the tortilla and the black beans, right? Or we rely on frozen vegetables sometimes if that's the easiest option for somebody. So we give people those tools and tips as they go along. But then when they do want to step it up, because inevitably you get rolling, you get excited, you start to see some results, and then hopefully you want to get in the kitchen, cook a little more, they can step it up with some of those easier options. And then really, even the ones we have labeled elegant, those are pretty easy to execute, but they look really nice if you want to serve them. We're talking about helping your friends, helping your family, right? So if you want to serve them a nice dinner party or something like that, we've got some great options for that too. So I think anyone can start wherever they're at. But if they really are starting at the beginning, there's nowhere to go but up once they get into it.
Yeah, I'm about to go to the kitchen and get started on the grits and bacon recipe that you whipped up. Is that a beginner recipe? Should, you know, can anybody give that one an attempt, or is that something you got to work up to?
Ones. Yeah, that's an easy one. That's a Lindsay edition. That's an easy one. You can get right into it. Yeah.
I love it. That is the perfect answer. And Shawnee, my question to you is this. Dr. Barnard and I were talking about the long-term success of keeping this weight off. How confident are you now eating this way that you no longer have to worry about going up and down that scale?
Very confident, because I've, you know, it's been since 2017 when I started this wellness journey. Here we are, 2024. Been able to keep that weight off and, you know, still be healthy. So I'm very, very confident.
You on board with the grits and bacon, or are you going to go right for the cauliflower barbecue slider, or what's really whetting the appetite for you?
The barbecue slider. Kansas City is my roots.
Giddy up. All right. And Dr. Barnard, again, the Power Foods Diet comes out March 26th. We're going to go more in depth live and in person at the National Press Club. And everybody who comes that night, everybody who gets a ticket, gets a copy of this book that could very well change their life and be the answer that they have been searching for. Congratulations, Dr. Barnard. Again, this has absolutely been fantastic. And I see nothing but a lot of help in the future for so many thousands, if not millions, of people with this book.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I hope people will take a look at it. I hope they enjoy it. And most importantly, share it. Once we have the knowledge, once we know how to do this, don't keep it to ourselves. We want to share it with everybody so that they can profit too.
So very, very grateful. Grateful to you, Dr. Barnard. Grateful to you, Dustin Harder, for all of these incredible recipes and your energy. And to Shawnee, thank you so very much for sharing your story and bringing this inspiration and hope, because really what we have done here today, everyone, is a really well-rounded presentation about the Power Foods Diet and how you can put the power of food to work for you so that you no longer have to worry about your health going up and down the scale, and you can absolutely make your health dreams come true. Thank you so much to everyone who watched us on YouTube and on Facebook. And if you couldn't join us this week live, remember, we do the Exam Room live every Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Just set a reminder and then hop over to the Physicians Committee's YouTube channel or Facebook page. And next up will be Dr. Will Bulsiewicz. He's coming back to join us to take a closer look at the microbiome in your gut. Specifically this month, we will be touching on the gut-brain axis, your belly, and what's about a foot and a half above it in your brain, how interconnected they are. That's coming up with Dr. B. And if there's a question you would like to ask him, you can send it to me ahead of time on X, Instagram, or Facebook. I am at Chuck Carroll, WLC. And also on Spotify, if you're listening on your mobile device, just scroll down to the Q&A section, literally on any episode page, and send us your question as you're listening to the show. Now, as I was thumbing through research this week, I came across some interesting findings about ultra-processed foods that were published in the British Medical Journal. But before we dive into that, keep in mind here that nearly 60% of calories in the standard American diet come from these types of foods. So let's define what they are. It's kind of an ambiguous term most of the time, but researchers in this case said, quote, they are a broad range of ready-to-eat products, including packaged snacks, carbonated soft drinks, instant noodles, and ready-made meals. Adding, quote, these products are characterized as industrial formulations primarily composed of chemically modified substances extracted from foods, along with additives to enhance taste, texture, appearance, and durability, with minimal to no inclusion of whole foods. So there you go. That is what an ultra-processed food is today. Now, we mentioned that these foods account for up to 60% of calories here in the United States, but that is not necessarily the case elsewhere in the world. They account for just 25% of calories in the typical South Korean diet and 10% of calories in Italy. Now, let's dive into the data. Researchers here say they found a connection between these ultra-processed foods and no fewer than 32 health problems, talking about everything from obesity to cardiovascular disease to cancer and even diabetes. And this is a huge meta-analysis here, examining the diets of nearly 10 million people. Yeah, 10 million with an M. And they are grabbing data in this case from other studies that have been published recently, just over the last 3 years. And importantly, none of these studies were funded by companies that make ultra-processed foods. So the data is independent and above reproach. The researchers discovered, quote, convincing evidence that higher consumption of these foods is linked to a 50% greater risk of dying from cardiovascular disease,
And for mental health, between a 48 and 53% elevated risk of anxiety or other mental health disorder, and a 12% increased risk for type 2 diabetes. On top of that, also a 40 to 66% higher chance of dying from any heart-related issue, obesity, type 2 diabetes, or sleep problem. And in an article in the Washington Post, they point out that weak regulations and strong industry clout combine to make things like Lunchables, which are these highly processed meat and cheese lunch packs, readily available on school lunch menus around the country. Researchers say, quote, "No reason exists to believe that humans can fully adapt to these products." And they're calling on UN agencies to mandate treating these foods the same way that tobacco is regulated. So that's pretty damning, but on the bright side, here in the ultra-processed food capital of the world, US policymakers are considering adapting the dietary guidelines to warn against eating these ultra-processed foods, because they say, yeah, there is an obvious health risk. Finally, people are starting to get it. So stay tuned for that, and there is a link to the study in the episode notes if you would like to check it out. It's definitely a worthwhile one, especially when you consider how many of these types of foods are available on every store shelf across the country and fill up the majority of the store. You think about these foods are accounting for 60% of our calories in our diet, and they're linked to no less than 32, almost three dozen chronic illnesses, deadly, a lot of them. We can do better. So I'm glad that progress is being made. So check out the study. The link is in the episode notes. And as you're poking around on the internet, don't forget to follow The Exam Room by the Physicians Committee on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your shows. And be sure to leave a 5-star rating as well. That really does help the show climb in the podcast rankings and grow. And if you want to tell us a little bit about how a plant-based diet has helped improve your health, or what you like about the show, we love to share the reviews here on The Exam Room. So it would be great to hear from you there as well. And it only takes a minute to do. Links to do all of that are also in the episode notes. We try to make that a one-stop shop for you. But for today and the Power Foods Revolution preview show, that is going to wrap things up. I want to say thank you one more time to my friends, Dr. Neil Barnard, Chef Dustin Harder, and Shawnee Hayes for joining us. I cannot wait for March 26th, and I hope to see you there at the National Press Club as well. And for everyone at the Physicians Committee, I am the weight loss champion, Chuck Carroll. Thank you so very much for listening. And remember, as always, keep it plant-based.